just for love, like the wings of some high-flying bird. All the songs I will sing to you, you can hear every word that I ever situations that I feel sometimes, and the places I have been at times, just trying to be these things can.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Larkin, Texas with you on this Saturday, October 15th, 2011, for the next hour. Republic Broadcasting exists to bring forth real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, the separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you, too, are as reliable a news medium in what's left of America, without a doubt. And besides all else, you've turned into RBN, because you can handle the truth. Our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Your calls are an important part of what makes this network unique, since RBN is talk radio, entirely supported by producers of first-quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener. So check out that website, republicbroadcasting.org. It's well worth a visit. If you're from my neck of the woods and you've turned into 1140 on the AM dial, that's KHFX out of Cleburne in north central Texas and points beyond, we'd especially like to hear from you. Now, for detailed program notes of this broadcast or any of those previous, refer to the internet address larkintexas.blogspot.com and find the weblog Just an American. My program notes today are tentatively titled Summary Judgment, and you can find them already posted at the aforesaid website, larkintexas.com. blogspot.com. So if you wish, you are welcome to go to that website and you will see all the program notes that I'm dealing with for this next hour already posted. And last Saturday, we spoke of taboo. Prior to that, we spoke of seduction, where I alluded to religio philosophy and invited an examination of and a comparison between inductive and deductive reasoning. With that, we'll return after these messages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Again, I reiterate, the need exists to appreciate this distinction between inductive and deductive reasoning as it relates to how easily one can be misled by controlled and guided thought, oftentimes because we unthinkingly or unwittingly fall into the trap of limiting Hegelian dialectical thought process, which nearly always leads one into error. If you were unable to listen in, you can always subscribe to the RBN archives for the paltry sum of $1.33 a month and download those podcasts to your heart's content. If you like what you hear on this network, why not lend us a hand and contribute in some meaningful way to its support? Many thousands of devoted RBN listeners already attest to this network's relevance and staying power. In a marketplace of shop-worn ideas and deliberate obfuscation, not focused on the truth, here you will learn what it still means to speak truth to power. Thus, simply listening to RBN is a far more worthy pursuit than most others I can think of. Start by turning off that idiot box, your TV, and stop reading those glossy news magazines, those inky newspapers that you know are a waste of your time. With the television switched off, you can discontinue paying your oppressor to fill your head full of lies. Remember that your mind is a terrible thing to waste. And never think that I am knowledgeable or an expert about anything. I am not. The words you hear are just that, mere words. With this, my best hope is that your voice and my own voice is never drowned out. Also that our adult years are not misspent in ignorance or misguided toward the collectivist communitarian's idea of bliss, either real or imagined, and very real life enslavement. As it's been said of misspent youth, consider familiarizing yourself with the differences between the signs, symbols, feelings, perceptions, words, ideas, and memes, which form the basis of your inner voice, and those things which are hardwired, then written upon your heart. Such an examination of reflection and introspection builds strength of character, while yielding the necessary courage of one's conviction in the face of it all. These exercises will simultaneously arm each one of us with the necessary tools from which to arrive at the truth. Now, two quick asides. Firstly, have you contrasted the two video shorts yet with the YouTube search terms Pink Floyd, Us and Them, with lyrics, and A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, The Fabian Society, Communitarianism, and the New World Order? Whether you have or you haven't, recall these words as they relate to both video shorts, both of which feature the same popular tune. From the lyrics, the slow, deliberate pacing and dreamlike tempo of the song's three frames of familiar human conflict juxtaposed against its three choruses force you to reconsider these words, especially when they are thoughtfully contrasted with the topical message contained in A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. If you recall the tune, hear it in your mind. The lyrics I've written down for you so that you can copy and paste them. Us and them, and after all, we're only ordinary men. Me and you, God only knows it's not what we would choose to do. The first chorus. Forward, he cried, from the rear, and the first rank died. The general sat, and the lines on the map moved from side to side. black and blue, and who knows which is which, and who is who. Up and down, and in the end, it's only round and round and round. The chorus again. Haven't you heard? It's a battle of words, the poster bearer cried. Listen, son, said the man with the gun. There's room for you inside. Down and out, it can't be helped that there's a lot of it about. With, without, and who'll deny it's what the fighting's all about. And the final chorus. Out of the way, it's a busy day. I've got things on my mind. For the one of the price of tea and a slice, the old man died. Secondly, have you been exposed yet to political documentarian Adam Curtis's work? All of his documentaries are compelling, but you might want to check out The Trap. What happened to our dream of freedom? A documentary film which consists of 3 one-hour programs and which explore the concept and definition of freedom. Specifically, quote, how a simplistic model of human beings as self-seeking, almost robotic creatures led to today's idea of freedom. End quote. I'd also recommend the Mayfair set, but a link to a bio and complete listing of his films will be provided in today's program notes at the Justin Numerican website. Now, I thought I would do something a bit different today. I've announced that today's program is titled, tentatively, Summary Judgment. But if you'll refer to the website, you'll note that there's quite a bit of information. And you may ask, well, how could I possibly cover such an extensive range of topics in what amounts to 48 minutes? And well, the short answer is this, I cannot. But for your information, topics I considered to include in today's program, but will no doubt be unable to, include links to conspiracy theory and to a new ism. You know I can't resist those isms called conspiracism. I never knew there was such an ism. Also, The Jewish Utopia by Michael Higger, compared with Plato's Utopia as described in The Laws by Peter Myers. Also, another link to Free Range Humans. And a note on those who try to debunk the 25 strategies for world order, as posited by William Guy Carr in his book, Pawns in the Game. A link to a wonderful article, The Science of Anarchism, at one of my favorite libertarian websites, Québec Libre, or Free Quebec. And we'll return, ladies and gentlemen, right after this.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back.
Before the break, I alluded to a thought experiment. I announced that the topic of this program today was summary judgment. For those of you who are able to actually go to larkintexas.blogspot.com, you must immediately ask yourself the question, well, my goodness, Lark, if you are to point to all the topics that you intended to bring up today, how will you possibly get to the title of today's program, Notes? To continue, I made mention of the science of anarchism. Then, a link that you'll find at republicbroadcasting.org, the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. Brain versus mind, the enlightened mind, the power of energy, the missing link, what no one will tell you, the babysitting co-op, crisis of confidence. The Founding Fathers tried to warn us about the threat from a two-party system. Polls. Americans want our liberties restored, our troops brought home, and the Federal Reserve reined in. The Council for the National Interest and a YouTube video short, Slave! Exclamation mark. Megacities on the move. Plannedopolis. DC memorials. The authority of law and the contemplation of justice sculptures. A very pricey book, The Right of Conquest, the acquisition of territory by force in international law and practice by Oxford University's Sharon Corman, and reviews. The Dialogue in Hell between Machiavelli and Montesquieu, Humanitarian Despotism and the Conditions of Modern Tyranny by Maurice Joly, in a review entitled Inferno. A Work in Progress, Types of Law, an Ongoing List. Friedrich Nietzsche, and an article entitled The Gospel According to Fred, the World's Most Misunderstood Philosopher. Will to Power, Neoconservatism, Leo Strauss, A Theory of Justice by John Rawls, a reference to Jerry Kirk of The Gathering Offering, airing Saturday nights from 9 to 11 Central here on RBN, is especially eloquent about this issue of social contract. And I recommend a listen. A theory known as the veil of ignorance, as understood by John Rawls. Favorite stories from the left. Silent Spring. End of Suburbia. Bowling Alone by Robert Putnam. And The Story of Stuff. Memorandum of Agreement, Memorandum of Understanding, The Girl Who Silenced the World at the United Nations for 5 minutes, Individualism versus Collectivism, The True Debate of Our Time, and in my view, of all time. A link to a conference sponsored by the John Templeton Foundation in cooperation with Robert N. Bella, author of Habits of the Heart, a communitarian proponent and a UC Berkeley professor of sociology, along with Hans Joas from Denmark. John Templeton, interesting fellow, decided to renounce his American citizenship in 1968 and later knighted by the Queen. The Axial Age and its Consequences for Subsequent History and the Present, the name of that conference. A reference to the unusual word, interregnum. And we'll return after these brief messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
These things can only matter
Now, to continue with our thought experiment, I have links to a biography of philosopher Carl Jaspers, who coined the term the Axial Age. Then to the word sensorium. And finally, summary judgment. So, if I'm able, to now find my notes for summary judgment, I can continue. But better still, I'd like you to consider that on future broadcasts, my intention is to post these notes in advance of each program, because what I really want to invite is your participation in the conversation, because your voice counts. And I'd especially like to engage those who are who have a mind of their own and feel like they can now more comfortably weigh in on the subject matters at hand for this broadcast. A summary judgment in law is a determination made by a court without a full trial. Such a judgment may be issued as to the merits of an entire case or of specific issues in that case. It should be noted, when I think of the word summary judgment, I don't necessarily think in terms of how it's defined for me or you. In this case, under the law, so-called. In common law systems, the interpretation of that law, that is to say, any question as to what the law actually is in a particular case, are decided by the judge. In rare cases, jury nullification of the law may act to contravene or complement the instructions or orders of the judge or other officers of the court. A fact finder has to decide what the facts are and apply the law. In traditional common law, the fact finder was a jury. But in many jurisdictions, the judge now acts as the fact finder as well. It is the fact finder who decides, quote, what really happened, unquote. And it is the judge who applies the law to the facts as determined by the fact finder, whether directly or by giving instructions to the jury. This process is lengthy and can be difficult and costly, which gives rise to my only comment on this matter. Why would I want to give in to a cabal of organized criminals for whatever reason? Ever. An interesting word, sensorium. The term sensorium, plural, sensoria, refers to the sum of an organism's perception, the, quote, seat of sensation, unquote, where it experiences and interprets the environments within which it lives. The term originally enters English from the late Latin in the mid-17th century, from the stem sense. See the English word sense. In earlier use, it referred in a broader sense to the brain as the mind's organ. In medical, psychological, and physiological discourse, it has come to refer to the total character of the unique and changing sensory environments perceived by individuals. These include the sensation, perception, and interpretation of information about the world around us by using faculties of the mind, such as senses, phenomenal, and psychological perception, cognition, and intelligence. In the 20th century, the sensorium became a key part of the theories of Marshall McLuhan, Edmund Carpenter, and Walter J. Ong. Since 1960, McLuhan, like his mentor Harold Innes, believed that media, That word media, ladies and gentlemen, is the plural form of the word medium. We're biased according to time and space. He paid particular attention to what he called the sensorium. And I see one of my correspondents is on the line who introduced me to this word, sensorium. Ronnie in Oregon, are you there?
Hi, Lark. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you. I'm so glad you picked up on that word sensorium,
which
you actually reintroduced me to. And so I thank you for that.
You bet.
How would you like to weigh in today, Ronnie?
Well, I'm just astounded by the body and complexity of the things that you examine. And I think that it, to me anyway, it rounds about to this question of the need to examine ourselves as human beings and what we are. And the word sensorium is specific to that. And I appreciate the link to it. There's a lot on Wikipedia, but there's a lot more on other specialized sites that I haven't got organized yet here in my office, since I'm still moving in and have a lot of things in storage as yet. But, our perception and beliefs and the mind itself and how it works is just one of the most interesting subjects that I can imagine. And I have gone into that quite extensively, particularly in human development with as children grow up and how they take information in and how we end up with this developed sensorium in various different ways, you know, whether it's our beliefs, our emotions, our interpretations of words, the context within which we observe other people and our relationships to other people and things and nature. And it is quite complex and daunting for the average person, I think, but I just want to encourage people to dive in and start exploring, because our minds really are infinite in their capacity to explore and learn, and by doing so become more capable of observing accurate, let's say, truthful and real reality. And I think that reality and truth are sort of a totality that we all swim around in. And I am a spiritual person, so this is the way I look at things. But yeah, I just want to thank you, too, for continuing your show and being so bold as to address so many complexities and difficult subjects, but very rewarding to look into. It goes on and on. And today, before you came on the air, I thought, gee, I've got a stack of books here, 5 or 10 books that I've just purchased or gathered together, and I wish that I could photo read, you know. And this is an example to me of the capacity of the mind to absorb information and how we perceive reality within this dualistic / Hegelian dialectical sense of reality, and this comparison and contrast idea. And I'm just a little bit overwhelmed myself trying to consume it all. But I thought, gee, I think it's only $700 to learn to photo read, and you can actually retain the information better. It's worth looking into by itself. But the point being just that some of the things that I'm learning right now about health and well-being and the human brain and how foods affect our brain and our thinking, or inability to think, is so profound and world-changing that I can't get to it fast enough, and to share and help other people with it as a health and wellness coach, I guess you could call me.
Well, so, I couldn't agree more with your assessment. As you know, I have a lifetime devoted to what I call nourishment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for me, that word nourishment means many, many things. Words, as we all understand, can be oppressive. But as you state, and I fully agree, they're also rewarding in many ways. I enjoy a challenge. And so that's why when I discover words that I may have only glossed over in passing, perhaps seen or not, I am challenged immediately. I have to know what that word means. But at the end of the day, I think with some private study and by use of what we term the sensoria, our sensoria, I believe that we can synthesize real information and prepare ourselves to make reality more beautiful than sometimes it seems not. And that's why I appreciate you, Ronnie, because I know that along with your husband, who I've come to know, albeit just briefly, I know that you have much, much to impart. And so I would invite you, by the way, to look into the works of Carl Jasper and what he termed the Axial Age. Because in a sense, I think that the times in which we live right now correspond quite easily with what he termed that so-called axial age in world history.
Can you describe that briefly?
Well, now as essentially he was describing a time from 800 to 200 BC, which, according to Jaspers, what he termed revolutionary thinking appeared in India, China, and the Occident, or the West, pretty much simultaneously. And it's interesting to me, the key players that he cites for that period of time. Naturally, leading the way would be people like Lao Tzu, the Buddha. In fact, he mentions everyone and everything except for the seminal figure of Jesus Christ. And then I'm reminded that he was married to a Jewish woman. And for me, whether Jesus Christ ever lived or not is irrelevant. Whether the Bible is truth or mistranslation or misinterpretation is irrelevant. And I am not a religionist, nor am I a church or a synagogue or a temple goer. But what is important for me is this idea of the golden rule. Whatever anybody thinks about Christianity, for whatever reason, this thing called the golden rule is attached to it. And I simply can't imagine any kind of a just world between human beings to exist without the level of consciousness that tells us that it's just simply not a good idea to initiate force, especially malevolent force, upon other human beings. And I have yet to meet the person that will challenge me on this. I love debate. But that's the shorthand version of my thoughts.
Well, I'm at this page now of the Axial Age and its consequences for subsequent history in the present, and I can't wait to look into it. I think that it goes to the evolution of the human mind as a whole, as apparently, and this is the area that I do seem to be able to comprehend. I don't know if it's just intuition, direct perception, you know, the fact that we kind of advance on this scale of human consciousness where we do care about other people more and you have this sort of need to know. And I believe we are kind of evolving, maybe for lack of a better word. It's very rapidly at this point in history with this tremendous flux and change that's been induced on purpose, I believe, but that it's pressing those that have the capacity to sort of ride the wave to advance their ability to think about any issue in a more comprehensive way rather than this linear and reductionist kind of A, B, to B, to C manner that traps us in the dialectic, by the way.
Well, hold on to your thought there, Ronnie. We'll be right back after this message, ladies and gentlemen.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
I trust you're still with us, Ronnie.
I am here.
Well, very good. I merely want to point out, vis-a-vis Carl Jaspers, is that I rather like much of what he had to say regarding philosophy and religion, particularly faith, having the capacity to coexist with what we even know of science. And so for that, I respect him. Please, your thoughts?
My husband and I have discussed this kind of thing, and the word theory comes out, with the root theo, and it's basically a call, faith, in a creative process of discovery. And so I think that this idea of man being made in the image of God takes on this sense of creative thought, and so through this process we evolve, and at the risk of being too general or not addressing an issue in particular, I just want to say that there's this tendency in the process of thought to get trapped in this us and them kind of thing, going back to your idea about the importance of the golden rule. And I call myself a Christian, but I am certainly not like most Christians. But I try to interpret the Bible from my heart, so to speak. And this can get very complex. But when I think of the golden rule and Jesus' teaching of loving your brother as yourself, others, that required a level of self-love, and I think recognition that we were made in the image of God, and that we had, in that sense, this creative capacity as, mental beings, I guess. The language kind of fails when you look at these kinds of things. But trying to understand thought and why we get trapped in this dialectical sort of a box of us and them, and fighting with one another rather than loving one another is a question of the ages, to be sure, and maybe it relates to this axial age sociological point of view. I haven't examined it yet, but in my personal experience and observation and self-exploration, when we don't love one another, it's because we have this divided sense of self, and, we have conflicting beliefs, and we have mental programs, subconscious programs, that are like tapes that replay automatically and get us to assume, things like you'll never amount to anything. If we hear that from our parents when we're little kids, our little subconscious mind, a tape player goes on, and it's actually on constantly up until the age six. So,
it calls to mind what I've often thought, that somehow we seem programmed to self-destruct. In fact, I remember that from the 60s.
That's absolutely true, and I can address that with social engineering questions.
Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us today. I really hope you'll call back.
Okay. Are you 1 hour or two today?
That's a one-hour program.
Well, I wish that I'd called earlier, and I will call back.
Please do, and please give my regards to William, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening today, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to RBN.